Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Todos los latinos con la mano arriba que se unieron Chris y Ángel al sonidito. ¡No fuimos! 3, 2, 1 y...
You can't help but smile, right?
Every time.
The moment that it starts, you can't help but smile. Look at that. Dan Day bobbing his head. Jay Figg is in the other studio. She's bobbing her head. Solana bobbing that man bun. 5 o'clock.
Bring him up.
Funky Buddha happy hour Friday style. We go off right now, and we love our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery because they bring this to you. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Howdy, crank it up.
Ready to get it going? Ready to get it going? Because you got a drive coming up. You're going up to Immokalee.
Yes, sir.
You got a drive, but now we're going to feel good. There's Anna. Anna's in there. She's getting ready to go. Here, everybody's rolling in. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky Buddha, by the way, doing a charity event Monday night with Devon Godchow from the Dolphins. His charity Chowdown Foundations is hosting a trivia night at Funky Buddha Brewery Tap Room. $15 donation goes to the charity, and you do the trivia. You get a free pint glass and beer. Is that it?
Yeah.
Because I have a little bit more
Football
about the charity.
Football Friday.
Football Friday, because we got a lot of stuff to... What? The party starts now? Look at Jay Figg and Anna and Dan Day. They're going off in there. It is a party in there right now. I thought this thing was over. Party's just rolling. Anyway, Funky Buddha Brewery Tap Room, they're going to have a raffle for all sorts of cool Dolphin swag, signed footballs, all kinds of gear, Funky Buddha prizes. That's Monday night. A lot of Dolphins will be in attendance as well. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour on a Football Friday. It doesn't get any better than this. All right, settle things down here for a second, because when you don't know what? The party just getting started. I thought it was over.
It's just getting started.
There are people all over the head. They're bumping their hands in the other studio. Dan Day is throwing a better party than we are.
You're having a good time over there.
Dan Day is throwing a better party than we are. His party's banging.
Man, he got ladies in there.
He's got ladies in there.
Is he a drink or two over there?
Our party stinks.
Some Kirkland chips.
Solana, everybody left your studio and the party's over at Dan Day's house.
That's true.
Oh my goodness. He had girls in his studio. They went over to Dan Day's house for the party.
He's used to it.
All right, things are going to wind down here. What? Are you effing kidding me? Are you effing kidding me? Is this Morse code for this song never stops? Oh. Oh, my God. I didn't think this day could get any better, and it's gone off the chains. Holy moly. You're not even going to mind the drive to Immokalee now.
No, man, you can't. This excited?
They should play this on the ride up to Tallahassee.
That'll get them
UM. They take a bus? Probably not.
No, bus.
Probably not take a bus. All right.
Sit them in the...
I want to what? I wanted to talk about the game for a second, and the song keeps going, and you can't stop partying when this song is on. Dan Day's got 6-7 hours more partying left in him. I can tell just looking at him.
He can run now.
Jay Figg. Jay Figg's happy she left the Solana party for the Dan Day party. Boy, they just hit it, man. They started out in there, looked at Dan Day's party, and hit it. That's funny as hell. All right, let's get to what we have to get to, because I really do have to do the injury report, and it is a Football Friday. There's more! Does the song ever end? Does the song ever end? For the love of God! For the love of Fridays, Dan Day is on the chair.
He's on the chair. It's getting out of line.
It's like Mardi Gras over there. He's going to try to earn some beads in a second. Oh, my God.
They throwing beads?
Well.
You can see my body.
You got to earn them.
Yeah.
Woo! My goodness, I'm winded. I am winded. Do you have, Dan Day always puts together for us a little montage of things that you may have missed if you missed any of this show during the week. Dan Day kind of gives you a little look back at the week that was on Hockman and Crowder. Do we have that, Solana?
Of course we do.
All right, let's fire that off here in the Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
Hockman, 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 Hockman.
Hard.
Crowder, crowd pleasers.
Three, go, three.
Why would you pay for lunch?
Excuse me.
That's what good. I get for eating a snack mix right before I do a commercial.
Hockman highlights.
You suck. Your mama sucks, bitch.
Ay, ay, ay. Can't say so.
Wow, what just happened there?
Hot Hockman highlights.
I put the sign in and I put the semen around to hold the sign up.
The what?
I built the sign, I printed the sign, and I installed the sign with cement.
Ooh, caliente, Crowder, crowd pleaser.
Three cheers for the red, white, and blue. A duck may be somebody's mother. Be kind to the denizen of the swamp. He's a Billy through and through.
Nah, eso es un Hockman highlight.
No, I don't really like chocolate. I had grew up with my mom and two sisters, and every time they'd have their menstrual cycle, they'd eat chocolate. So I associated with menstruation.
Mm-mm-mm, delicioso.
Pretend like you're calling me with headlines, Solana.
How do I pretend to call you?
Uh-oh.
Ooh, highlight.
If the Canes.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, qué rico.
So I got to ask John. John, I'll whoop your ass, John.
On, please.
See you later, my winky dinky dog.
That may have been your best work so far, Dan Day. That was excellent, man. Woo, what a week it was.
That was fun.
Oh, it's still going? What? Are you kidding me? We're still in the song.
Oh.
Go ahead, Solana. Tell everybody what that song is, because everybody texts in the same thing every week at this time.
I may just have to pin it to my Twitter.
You probably should.
Yeah. El Sonidito by the Hechiceros Band.
Oh, my goodness. That is crazy, man. That montage was so good, Dan. Nice job. Funky Buddha Happy Hour on Fridays at 5. My goodness. You all did it right today. Let me give the injury update. I really do have some Football Friday stuff for you. The injury update is brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Let's see, for the Dolphins, Walt Akins, limited practice today. He's questionable. Rashad Jones, officially listed as doubtful. He had a limited practice today. Daniel Kilgore, listed as doubtful. And Ryan Lewis, cornerback, questionable. Avery Moss, the DE, questionable. And Jamarcus Webb is questionable. Ken Webster, cornerback, is out. And for the Jets, Kelvin Beachum, he's questionable. Josh Bellamy, the receiver, is out. Who else is that? Neville Hewitt is out. No, wait a second. He's doubtful. I'm sorry. There's so many people on this Jets injury report. Trumaine Johnson is out. That's about it. There you go. That is your injury report.
I coached Neville Hewitt.
You did?
Yeah. At the Chamber with Chris Chambers, the athletes just come over there.
He had a couple good games for the Dolphins. He really did.
He never gave me any props, though. He never said my name. He never called me.
Well, he's questionable for Sunday. This injury update brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Let's get Jay Figg for one quick game in here. Going to have you pick one game, Jen. I didn't tell you before the show started because you get too nervous about that. Either bring her in here or bring her in with you, because there's one game. Now, here's the story on Jen Figueroa. Jen Figueroa, wherever you want to go, it's totally up to you. You can walk right in here if you want. You can come right on in, Jay Figg. She got all nervous last time, so I didn't tell her. Go ahead. Go to one of those working mics. So the story is, a few weeks ago our professional gambling expert bailed at the last minute. And so we brought Jay Figg in to pick some games. And she was breathy and nervous and and terrible. That it's okay if you're breathy and nervous, but then you go on a great winning streak. But she was terrible.
Oh. But now I'm as terrible as you guys.
Well, here's the thing. Hey. I want you to now, because you haven't thought about it all day, I'm just going to kind of shoot from the hip here. You could follow Jen Figueroa on Instagram, by the way. Consider the C. Don't ask what it stands for. No one knows. Consider the S-E-A.
C, exactly.
Consider the C. And she's wearing a Miami Heat D-Wade jersey today. Jersey day here at the radio station. So I'm going to ask you just a couple games. You tell me right off the top of your head, okay? Because we've had our gambling experts on this week. But I'm hoping that Jay Figg can put together a good week and then we can have her back as well.
Come on,
Dolphins.
Man.
The Dolphins on Sunday are getting 3 points from Adam Gase and the New York Jets. We call it the Ass Eyes Bowl. Don't ask why. New York Jets, Miami Dolphins. Jets are -3.
The Jets are -3?
Jets are -3.
Uh-oh.
Can I give the points to the Jets?
Can you just take the points that they're giving and then just hand them to the Jets?
Yes.
Who do you want to give them to on the Jets?
It's not Halloween. You
don't
can't
ask
just
me these
give you can't just give them points. No. The Jets are the favorites, so they're giving the points.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that part.
So you can only take the points if you're with the Dolphins or give the points if you're taking the Jets.
No.
There's only one way to do this. This will grind to a halt if you try to change gambling.
No, I'm with the Jets. And
you're taking the Jets,
laying the
points.
Yes.
So you think the Jets will win by more than 3 points?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. And the Hurricanes, the Miami Hurricanes, are in Tallahassee tomorrow. They are getting 3 points from the Florida State Seminoles. Do you like the Hurricanes getting the points or the Seminoles giving the points?
The Hurricanes.
You like the Hurricanes getting
the
points.
Yes.
Getting the points. Okay. And then the final one, we've been in agreement from all our gambling experts this week, including Lucky the Bookie. Mm-hmm. The Florida Gators, Crowder was an All-American, you know, at the University of Florida. The Florida Gators, this is their big game of the year. They play Georgia. Florida and Georgia, it's called the world's largest cocktail party, right?
It's a good time.
About 100,000 people in Jacksonville. And
I can't make it.
Florida Gators are getting 6 points from Georgia.
Okay. I'm going to go with Crowder here, and I'm going to support you guys.
Thank you.
So I'm with the Gators.
Florida. You're taking Florida
taking
plus
Florida.
The points.
Yes.
All right. So Jen Figueroa, ladies and gentlemen, here are her picks. I'm guaranteeing you she's going to go 3-0. She was so bad a couple weeks ago that it can only get better from here. She's got the Jets -3 against the Dolphins Sunday. She's got the Hurricanes +3 against Florida State on Saturday. And she's got the Florida Gators getting the 6 points from Georgia on Saturday, which is in agreement, by the way, with Rob Pizzola, Lee Sterling, and Lucky the Bookie.
You're killing it, Jen.
And
would you
sprinkle a little bit on the Florida money line? Just a little sprinkle?
No.
No sprinkling on the
book? I can't sprinkle.
All right. No sprinkling on the money line, but take the points there. Jen Figueroa, ladies and gentlemen, consider the C on Instagram. She's a great follow.
Like World Day, like
what is considered the sea?
Sea turtles.
S-E-A, yeah.
S-E-A, yes, correct.
What does it stand for? You want to share with everybody or no?
I mean, it's
can you share within 10 seconds?
Okay, so back in high school, my favorite band had a song called Consider the Sea, and I liked the message behind it, and it also kind of reminds me of my father, so
back
10 seconds, there you go.
Back when she was in high school last year.
I was not.
Oh, I thought it was last year. It wasn't last year?
No.
All right, I thought it was last year.
17, right?
2017?
2011.
It's still going? Oh, my God, the party is back! Take my word for it. All right, there you go. That's her picks and blah, blah, blah. 15 minutes of Heat is next. Ira Winderman is going to join us. We'll talk about Heat. Heat have the Rockets Sunday at the American Airlines Arena. They are 4-1. Okay, you have been hearing me talk about Cameron Hughes Wine on this radio show for a while now. In fact, fact, last weekend, someone came up to me and they're like, you know, I heard you talk about it on the radio. I ordered a few bottles. And then they told me they opened one that night, and his wife said it was the best bottle of wine they've ever had. And, in fact, I gave Solana and Dan Day a bottle of Cameron Hughes wine. And Dan Day, I mean, he produced, right? I gave him the bottle of wine. He put together the best montage he's ever put together before. Cameron Hughes Wine, it is a brilliant business model. They source the top-rated wines directly from the best wineries. The best wineries overproduce their wines, and then they don't bottle it all. They only bottle a select few. That's how they keep their prices high. Cameron Hughes gets these top wines. He sells them under his own label for a fraction of the price. These are luxury wines at affordable prices. For example, if you go to their website, which is chwine.com, you can get yourself a bottle or two from, say, Lot 689, which is a Sonoma Valley Chardonnay. It's a smooth, easy-drinking white wine that pairs with basically any meal. It also has a five-star review average and was just awarded 91 points and a gold medal from the Sommelier Challenge. And they've got this incredible offer going on right now. 20% off and free shipping on three or more bottles if you enter my code HOCHMAN when you're checking out. H-O-C-H-M-A-N. You'll save money. You'll drink the best wine. You're going to be drinking wines that normally sell for $50 or $100 or more a bottle. You're going to get it for a fraction of the cost. These wines are incredible. They sell out quickly, so go to chwine.com right now. Get 20% off the already wonderful prices and free shipping when you buy three or more bottles. You just have to make sure you enter my code HOCHMAN at checkout. That's H-O-C-H-M-A-N. Go to the website, chwine.com. Enter the code HOCHMAN for 20% off three bottles or more, plus free shipping. Fantastic wine delivered right to your door with Cameron Hughes, chwine.com. Ira Winderman, we're going to do 15 minutes of heat next on HOCHMAN and Crowder. Solana wants to give this line to DBJ for a Hurricanes broadcast.
Be great.
All right, let's do 15 minutes of heat here. 15 minutes of heat today brought to you by Comcast. Get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity XFi. Going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Ira Winderman, he covers the Heat in the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. He is a friend of ours. And after their win in Atlanta last night, the Heat are 4-1. They're looking damn good. They host the Rockets Sunday before heading out on a road trip, and Ira Winderman is here. Hello, Ira.
Hello, guys. Hawk, I know this is a day probably the way you're feeling. You're hoping I give my typically long answers so you can sit there and rub Vapo Rub all over yourself.
I am ready for you to take control of this segment here so I can sit back and blow my nose.
Please don't have him rub on himself, Ira. I'm still in here now.
Is it too early to say that Kendrick Nunn and Tyler Hero are for real?
No, that's not too early. It would be too early, Hawk, if we didn't see them in summer league, and then we didn't see them in the preseason, and then we didn't see them step up when Jimmy Butler missed the first three games. The guys are ballers. They can flat out play. They have this scoring skill that is everything in today's NBA. Now, we don't know will they play at this level, which makes them among the best rookies in the NBA right now, and honestly, among some of the best players. That's too early. The five-game sample size in the regular season is too early. But do they have the skill set and the tools to endure? Between Tyler Hero's confidence and Kendrick Nunn's doggedness, that's not going away. These guys will be good players this season. These guys will be good players in future seasons. These guys both have chances to be all-stars.
Ira, isn't Nunn the bigger story? Tyler went, 14 overall. He was at a big college. We knew his name. I never heard of Kendrick Nunn until he started balling in summer league.
Yeah, well, there's a backstory there. And this has been a very delicate dance for those of us who've been around the Heat. Because on one hand, we all love this sports story, and he's been a revelation. And after Dwayne Wade retired, you look for something. And the backstory was, and I'll keep it simple, and people can research to the degree they feel worthy. When Kendrick Nunn was in the University of Illinois, There was a domestic violence incident there. Now, there was an assault charge filed. It actually was just a liquid being thrown on a woman. Again, I don't know how serious, you know, you want to take that or make that act by itself. So let's just stop it right there, and let's just put it this way. Because of that, he was asked to leave the University of Illinois. He finished his collegiate career at Oakland University. And then I think NBA teams were very wary because they knew sort of the fallout. And as you see so many times that happens with athletes, they step out of the limelight, they rebuild their career, they stay out of any further trouble, Kendrick Nunn all last season in the G League, and now they sort of arrive as this unknown with no backstory. If the Illinois incident didn't happen, Kendrick Nunn would have been a Big Ten player. He would have been on everybody's radar. He would have been drafted, and he would have been in the NBA last season as a rookie. So there is that backstory, the sort of other part B of this whole equation. But from a basketball player ability, don't forget this, guys. He finished second in 2018 in NCAA Division I in scoring to Trae Young. So he has shown that he can score a lot of points at a very high level, and that's what he's doing right now.
So his on-the-court abilities are not a secret. It's what went on off the court.
And I got to tell you, and his off-the-court, this was a single incident. You could make of it what you want. There were very good stories if people want to Google it in the Detroit Free Press and Chicago Tribune. It'll give you all the background you would want, you would need, and then you really, from there, can make your own judgment. But what I'll tell you this is not a recidivist. This is not someone who has a string of incidents going on. This was a one-time thing by someone who's in college, which, look, I'm not downplaying anything here, but we've all had our moments earlier, younger in life, that hopefully we've grown from. He is now a 24-year-old man. He appears to be, from everything I've seen and heard and known, a different person, or maybe the same person who just had a moment. So again, I let people make their own judgments on that, but as a basketball player, it's really good.
Recidivist, excellent word use, Ira.
I think I have some recidivist in me.
Yo, you are a recidivist.
I know. When he said it, I used my context clue.
Check out the Gainesville newspapers, and you'll say, didn't I read this stuff? Didn't I read this?
Oh, don't Google me.
And that's the real question. Why did the Dolphins ever draft Channing Crowder? I think we should go in that direction.
No, Ira. Change the topic.
Ira Winderman is with us. What's the deal with Deion Waiters and James Johnson?
You know what? Here's a fascinating point. And this happened early this week. I was on 560 to Joe with Joe Rose. And I went on the air and I talked about how proud I was that I wrote a game story from the previous night's game against the Hawks and did not mention James Johnson or Deion Waiters once. And my point was, I don't want to take away from the remarkable story that's going on about this new and impetuous young cast and Jimmy Butler. And then Joe for 15 minutes asked me about James Johnson and Deion Waiters. And I understand the fascination, but there could be a simple part B of this. They don't need them. And the Heat are willing to move on and not worry about the money. Because this is a team that operated fairly successfully while Chris Bosh was still on the cap. You guys remember when Alonzo Mourning had his kidney illness, came back from the 2000 Sydney Olympics. He was on the salary cap. The Heat still won 50 games. I think the Heat have moved on. They can't say that publicly because you never know, one, when you'll need a player, two, when you might be able to trade a player. But I would be really curious to see if things stay copacetic and as well as they're going, if either of those two guys get on the court. Remember, James Johnson was active yesterday. He could have played. Bam Adebayo got two early fouls. And instead, Eric Spoelstra turned to two-way player Chris Silva instead of his $15 million man on the bench. So I think the Heat would prefer at this moment, as long as they're winning, out of sight, out of mind, and focus on the other guy.
Yeah, it's a fair answer by you. And the reason that I brought it up, and it's interesting, the reason I brought it up is I wonder if the success that they've had, albeit five games, but the success that they've had has to do with them jettisoning problems. Right? Like the albatross around Eric Spoelstra's neck was Hassan Whiteside, and they obviously did not want a repeat of that. Once they were able to get rid of him, they didn't want a repeat of that with Deion Waiters. And so I wonder how much the success is not just what's happening on the court, but also not having to kowtow to the problems.
And that's a subtext in almost every interview I do with players who've been around to talk about the great attitude this year's group, how everyone's sharing the ball, how everyone, Eric Spoelstra's quote he's been using, is celebrating someone else's success. So I believe you're fully on point. The problem is, if you think someone's an attitude problem, it doesn't really matter if they're on the court or not. It matters if they're in the locker room. It matters if they're at practice. It matters if they're in the weight room sort of souring the whole situation. The Heat have gone out of their way to keep Deion Waiters out of all of that. There was no reason he couldn't have traveled to Atlanta. It was a one-day trip. You know, he was not going to miss any conditioning time. I'm really curious about this, Hawk. Deion Waiters is scheduled to practice with the team Saturday. I believe if Deion Waiters does not play on Sunday, he won't travel on next week's West Coast trip. So I do believe they're trying to move that aside. I said this from the start of camp, and again, take it for what you want, people. But without Hassan Whiteside in there, he had sort of become like the Winnie the Pooh character Eeyore. It was just a downer at times, you know, with all the stuff that went on between him and Eric Spoelstra. That cloud has lifted. Again, it's all easy to say at 4-1 that it's all about attitude. At some point, it becomes more about skill than anything. So, you know what, guys? Let's see this for this reason. Three of the next four games are against the Houston Rockets, Denver Nuggets, and Los Angeles Lakers. That's when we'll know how real all of this is on the court and off the court.
And Ira, along that same thought process of, like, all we did was talk about how little or how much Hassan's playing. Is there any turmoil with the minutes now? Is there any player, you know, because Deion's not playing. He wouldn't know he'll complain. And then JJ's not in there. Like, is there anybody that deserves or you can tell not happy with their role on this team?
No, I mean, you got a guy like Kelly Olynyk, had a minor injury for Canada, was ready to go, could come back and start now, but Myers Leonard, the newcomer, comes in, not a single complaint there. Chris Silva, a two-way guy, undrafted out of South Carolina, you know, plays, none of the other forwards complain. Now, it's been easier. Jimmy Butler missed three games. Derrick Jones Jr. has missed three games. Justice Winslow has missed a game, so it hasn't gotten that bad, but to me, the whole point of what you're pointing to, Channing, can be crystallized by this. Think about this moment in time. In a meaningless exhibition game against the Houston Rockets, Deion Waiters went at it with his coach complaining about minutes on the bench. The game didn't even count. If that moment in time didn't happen, think about it. If Jimmy Butler missed the first three games of the season, Justice Winslow was out last night, Derrick Jones has missed three, there would have been ample minutes for Deion Waiters. I think the lesson everyone has learned from Deion is shut your mouth. Wait for your turn. It'll happen. For goodness sakes, Duncan, no offense to him, but Duncan Robinson is playing. Everyone is getting their chances right now. Just don't open your mouth and get along with the program.
Jimmy Butler is loving this, right? Because he's the man. There's no question. And we were talking about it at the beginning of the show. He seems to be coaching as much as he's playing. Like, he's in his element. He's been waiting his entire career for this situation. Would you agree?
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes the word becomes condescending, and I don't think it has to be. Jimmy is enjoying his diva moment. He's enjoying his moment where he is the star on the court and in the locker room. It's not when you go in the Heat locker room and you have to make a decision, oh, all the guys are talking, which locker do I go to? You go to Jimmy's locker. Just like last year, you went to Dwayne Wade's locker. Just like all those years in Cleveland, you went to LeBron James's locker. Now, he could say that he doesn't want the publicity and let me shower, let me get dressed first, but he does. And it means something to certain players. And once he has that part of it, he can sort of feel comfortable to tell anyone, including his coach, what to do and how to do it, because he feels empowered by that. As long as you're winning and that doesn't go south, that's a really good place to be. Jimmy is loving every moment, but they're 4-1. What would have happened if they're 1-4? Hopefully, we don't have to find out about a record three games under 500.
I got killed on the text machine earlier. I got destroyed because Jimmy Butler scored 5 points. Like 35 minutes, 5 points. Everybody's saying, hey, look at the stat line. I see it, Ira. 11 assists, facilitating. Hawk brought it up. 9 rebounds, 6 steals. I understand. But, Ira, still 5 points in 35 minutes. No problem with that.
And I would tell you this, Channing. That game got within 4 points in the fourth quarter. The Heat had been up by 18 earlier. If there is a go time for Jimmy Butler, if there's a moment of truth of who's the go guy, he would have taken over in that moment. But it never got closer to those 4 points. And then Tyler Hero hit a three and Myers Leonard did two. and it was over. He didn't have to. There will be a moment, maybe against this better competition, against Houston or Denver or the Lakers, where Jimmy will be that guy. Until Jimmy decides to be the guy and takes a shot and fails, I don't think you have to worry about that. I think the greater concern is not Jimmy Butler not asserting himself in the scoring column. The greater concern would be this: Jimmy Butler trying to assert himself in the scoring column and being unable to do so. Then you, me, and Hawk are going to be sitting here going, well, he's 30 years old and he played a ton of minutes under Tom Thibodeau, and maybe it's not there. We have to wait for that moment in time. Last night, hey, if other guys are scoring, and hey, if you leave the game with a win, it's all good for everyone. So we still have to see that one crunch time moment, which we really haven't had with Jimmy on the floor. He's only played two games. We have to see that, whether he can be that guy. We need a sample size there.
Ira Winderman, you could read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com, and that is your 15 minutes of heat. Thank you for making time for us, Ira. We always enjoy it.
And I think with your earlier conversation, I think eventually Kendrick Nunn will be another Dolphin in the Hall of Fame. That's just the way he's trending right now. Thanks,
crazy
guys.
Crazy that they consider. Isn't it crazy that Chris Carter and Thurman Thomas are considered Dolphins Hall of Famers?
You know what? Because every team gets to claim history, like Junior Seau, you said, and other stuff like that. It's sort of a great way to doing it, because you can have one person who makes three teams feel more proud about themselves. The worst thing is when you have a sport like baseball where you actually have to pick a cap that you go in with. Basketball doesn't have that. When people said, hey, when Shaq went in, did he go with the Heat? Did he go with the Lakers? Did he go with Orlando? No, he just went in with one massive head. That's all you need in basketball. That's the difference.
Yeah, but I mean, the Dolphins are proud that Chris Carter is in the Hall of Fame because of what he did with the organization. All I remember is dropped passes.
If you can sell a Chris Carter Dolphins Hall of Fame jersey, don't you think they're going to go ahead and try to do it?
No doubt. Bobby Bethard, by the way, I was saying I remember him as, I thought he was like San Diego's coach or something.
Yeah,
but
Chargers.
Chargers
and front office, and he did a bunch of front office work also. Yeah.
But a lot of people texted in that he did have a lot of front office impact with the Dolphins, Bobby Bethard. So I guess I didn't realize that. But I don't understand the Chris Carter and the Bill Parcells and the Junior Seau and Thurman Thomas as part of the Dolphins Hall of Fame bus tour.
Well, you can put them on any list. It makes all the franchises feel better about themselves, because some franchises, I'm sure, otherwise would have almost nobody.
All right. You're a Sun Sentinel Hall of Famer.
Hey, I take whatever I can, and now I can actually bonus bill you for an extra 5 minutes after 15 minutes of heat. So always
there you
fine.
Go. That's
you're
right. You gave us more than just 15 minutes of heat. Thank you, Ira.
Thanks.
Ira Winderman there from the Sun Sentinel.
How dare you disrespect Chris Carter's 8 catches.
Is that what his Dolphins career total is?
1 start, 8 catches.
One touchdown. How many targets? That's what I would really love to know.
17.
Yeah, I remember a bunch of drops.
Out of 1,515 targets.
In his career, he got
17.
With the Dolphins.
130 touchdowns career, 1 with the Dolphins.
So someone at the Hall of Fame had to pack up Chris Carter's bust to come down to Hard Rock Stadium tomorrow for this event. It just seemed, I'm not diminishing the event. It actually sounds cool. And until I started reading that liner for it, I had no idea. Now I'm thinking I kind of want to go to it tomorrow with my kid. Like, that's a pretty cool centennial celebration. But the notion that someone had to pack Chris Carter's Hall of Fame bust to bring it down to Miami for his 17 targets.
Don't the people that work there know football? So Thomas is yelling at his superiors, I got JT. You say Chris Carter?
Who else do you want on this?
Is this a misprint?
I'm looking on the list for Miami. Thurman Thomas? Are you? No, Miami, not Buffalo.
Put it in the box, Tommy.
Sam!
Put it in the damn box.
But the thing also says Chris Carter. Are you sure that dude was on the Dolphins?
Oh, let me check. Yeah, he had 9 catches. Of course, he is a Hall of Famer.
Man, Sam got a deep voice, don't he? Sam's a man.
I'm running out of bubble wrap. You want me to bring the Larry Zonka? Or which one should I leave behind, Zonka or Chris Carter?
I don't know. You got to bring them both. The Hall of Fame tour.
Damn, Sam don't know nothing.
O'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Solana was telling me they were playing this song. What was it? One of the broadcasts yesterday?
Yeah, on TNT's basketball, you know, like Chuck.
It's a great Kenny. Halloween song.
Yeah.
Freaks Come Out at Night. This is our song for the final segment on Fridays. A great week of shows. Kane's FSU week. We had Alan Hearns on earlier today. In fact, if you missed this week of shows, you know, Dan Day, one of our producers here, and he runs the affiliate side of our radio program, which I say tongue-in-cheek. We really don't have an affiliate side. We just have the show on two stations. One of them I can stare at, Solana. The other one I have to turn to my left a little bit and see Dan Day. And you look good today, buddy, by the way. But he put together an excellent montage of the week that was. He does it every week for us, and we play it at 5 o'clock, but I wanted to play it again before we get out of here tonight. Here is Dan Day's look at the week that was on Hockman and Crowder.
Hockman, 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 Hockman.
Hard.
Crowder, crowd cruisers.
Trigo, trigo.
Why would you pay for lunch?
Excuse me.
That's what good? I get for eating a snack mix right before I do a commercial.
Hockman highlights.
You that. Suck. Your mama sucks, bitch.
Ay, ay, ay. Wow. ¿Qué es eso?
Wow, what just happened there?
Hot Hockman highlights.
Put the sign in, and I put the semen around to hold the sign up.
The what?
I built the sign, I printed the sign, and I installed the sign with cement.
Ooh, caliente. Crowder, crowd pleaser.
Three cheers for the red, white, and blue. A duck may be somebody's mother. Be kind to the denizen of the swamp. He's a Billy through and through.
Nah. Eso es un Hockman highlight.
No, I don't really like chocolate. I have grown up with my mom and two sisters, and every time they'd have their menstrual cycle, they'd eat chocolate. So I associated with menstruation.
Mm-mm-mm, delicioso.
Not delicious. Like you're calling me with headlines, Solana.
How do I pretend to call you?
Uh-oh.
Ooh, highlight.
If the Canes.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, qué rico.
So I got to ask John. John, I'll whoop your ass, John.
I'm pleased.
See you later, my winky dinky dog.
That's a line we gave Don Bailey Jr. for tomorrow's Hurricanes game. See you later, my winky dinky dog. Winky dinky dog.
Bobby, say it with me. Come on. Winky dinky dog. Winky dinky dog. Yeah. Woo.
If he and Joe do that tomorrow during the broadcast, we will have set, and that's in honor of the late John Witherspoon. But if Don Bailey Jr., we gave him a whole bunch of John Witherspoon lines to put into the broadcast tomorrow. I told you earlier in the show, you got a different season. When the season is over for the Miami Hurricanes, if they've beaten FSU, it's a different season than if they've lost to FSU. So this is a big game tomorrow. I understand, you know, look, they're not going to the national championship game. They're not going to the playoffs. Like, this, though, is a big game because at the end of the season, if Manny Diaz can say, we went up to Tallahassee and we beat them after a few games with adversity, you'll have a completely different narrative on the first season of Manny Diaz. So big game, I believe, tomorrow. 3:30 kickoff. You'll hear it on 560 The Joe. There's always a lot going on at the Cheetah. I tell you every day, but here's a great reminder. Make Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 until 3. They've got happy hour until 6, so much more. Now, in the Biz Guests, you can enjoy 25% off your entire bar tab, $100 bottle specials, free admission, and more Sundays through Tuesdays. The place for In the Biz workers is the Cheetah. Beer babes, lots of football action. I'm talking tomorrow and Sunday. Cheetah Hallandale, their ultra high-tech sports lounge. Saturday, Sunday, Monday night football, Thursday night football. This is a sports lounge you will never want to leave. Enjoy all the games with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers, leather couch seating, HD TVs, projector screens, and more. And you can enjoy Corona, Bud, and Modelo specials as well. If you want more details, check out their website. It's Cheetah, SOFL.com. loaded potato of a Football Friday program. Alan Hearns from the Miami Dolphins and Miami Hurricanes. He was with us in the first segment of the show. Just heard from Ira Winderman there. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru from CBSSports.com. All those interviews be posted on our podcast. You should certainly download the Radio.com app if you haven't yet done so. And when you do so, subscribe to the Hockman and Crowder podcast. We would appreciate that. It's free, of course. All right, everybody have a great and safe weekend. Go Canes. Go Dolphins. We will speak with you from Twin Peaks in Davie, by the way, El Lunes.
Jimmy, I have 75 suits for the price of Mott's apple juice.
Recidivist. Excellent word use, Ira.
I think I have some recidivist in me.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to
really
need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.